This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
A groovy Tuesday. Groovy kind of love, a groovy kind of conversation, a groovy kind of good. It's a good day. This is the Good Day program. And so, supposedly, for Jay Kirshner and me, Doug Steffen, every day is supposed to be a good day. And that's the attitude of gratitude that we have and the good stuff that's going on. Neither of us have Rolex watches, so must be doing something wrong.
Right? Dang it, now it's just a subpar day.
As a traveler, I'm interested to see the stats. So if you're somebody who's going to be celebrating spring, the reason I know this is because I was just looking to book another trip, and I'm on the American Airlines site, and looking at the normal route for me is the one I travel most is L.A. to Boston and back again, or Boston to L.A. and back again. And the prices are twice what they were last week if I'm going to travel by, like in the middle of April. And that's because... according to the stats that I'm looking around. How come this is nuts? Why is it so expensive? 167 million passengers are expected to fly during March and April, which is 6%.
Then we have spring break time.
Yeah, spring breakers up 6% from last year. So if you're trying to book a last minute flight, you are probably too late. You have to adapt. You've got to be flexible. I'm not going to go my usual is I go out on Friday or Thursday night and come back on Monday. I'm not going to do that the week of the 15th. I'm going to go out on Sunday, and I'll come back on Tuesday probably. But that's just, I'm just, as the travel dad and the travel guy on the radio, I do farm stuff. We do the health stuff. Maybe I should do a travel show too, Jay. What do you think?
Yeah.
An hour a week talking about
travel. Travel podcast. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I'm sure you have picked up so many tips and tricks to make things run a little bit more smoothly in your travels sharing is caring.
Yep. All right, we have the spectacular images of the full worm moon. We were talking earlier about the capturing the NASA website of the picture of the moon and that statue of Christ in Rio de Janeiro. It looks like he's holding up the moon. That's really a great shot. But there are a lot of other things. When is the eclipse? Is that next week? I forgot.
The solar eclipse?
Yeah.
It is April 8th.
April 8th. Okay. So that's something to look forward to. Right now, a focus on this bridge that has collapsed in Baltimore. The ship hit the support columns. And to use the word spectacular again, Jay is all over this, so I'm going to ask you to bring us up to date on what is known, what kind of things, why did the ship go awry, and the bridge looks like it's completely
destroyed. Yeah, I don't think they know how it hit the support beam yet. They're still investigating it. It all happened
in
the
Baltimore,
early hours.
By the way. Yeah.
Yes, and in the early hours, there were still some people on the bridge. They suspected that there were about 20 people that went into the river.
Ooh.
The fire department was working to rescue, and I believe that they're still looking for 7 people.
Really? This is
and this cargo ship, the container ship, was heading to Sri Lanka.
Hmm. Out of Baltimore, carrying what?
Uh-huh.
Is it clear what it was carrying?
No, that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah. Wow.
The bridge, there are videos of this on X, and it just full collapse.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge, if you've traveled over it, I have when I was working in Baltimore any number of years ago. This was the main vessel in and out of part of town. Anyway, looking at this... As it's completely collapsed. It's not, you, there's not, you can't use one lane. This bridge is done, at least till they rebuild it. And so this is where video comes in. The technology that we have today, this I think you pointed this out to me when we were first talking about this off the air, Jay. The container ship and the smoke as it collides with the support beams, and the much of the bridge just goes bing, bang, boom into the water. The ship's lights were off, apparently, or I didn't quite get whether it knew there was a pilot. You know how this system works with pilots? When you're going in to a port of call, whatever it is, the ship's captain and the navigator give way. There's a pilot in every, there are pilots, not singular, pilots in every port of call, pretty much all around the world. Somebody who knows the harbor. Let's say you're going in, kind of like landing a plane at an airport the first time. You better be aware of what's going on around you. Well, in case of a ship like this, you've got to have somebody that knows the harbor so that you don't, you know, get yourself into trouble, because it's a lot easier to land a plane or to drive a car away from a situation
than
a ship. You can't stop a ship on a dime. And so that's what is kind of, I wonder about that. Six-mile stretch. It's about a mile and a half that actually went into the river, part of Interstate 695. So this will take, I bet you, 2 years to rebuild. What do you bet?
Well, I would think probably longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, it doesn't look like anybody lost their life, though. It looks like there were people that, yeah, did go in to the water. This is a ship that's almost 1,000 feet long, big, 3 football fields. It's registered in Singapore. And this was like around a little before 2 o'clock this morning that this took place. As it tried, this is a fairly new ship too. It was built in 2015. And it was going, was moving just to come from Norfolk, Virginia. I'm looking at some of the other stats here, the other info. There's no pollution because the ship didn't suffer any real damage. The damage was to the bridge.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think the ship had a little bit of damage. Definitely the black smoke that was billowing out. But you look at the bridge and the support beams, and a ship as big as this, that has to feel like threading a needle.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's huge. So if you're driving in that area, Interstate 95. This is the main road from north to south and south to north, coming up from Florida. If you're a snowbird and you're heading back to your normal haunt, you can stay on 95 and I-95, the tunnels that go just above Baltimore. When you're coming from Washington up 295 and you drop out on the 95, those tunnels are the way to get around this. It's going to be a mess, though, I would think, for commuters and stuff today. Last year, there were almost 13 million passenger vehicles that went over the bridge over the course of the year. I'm going to have to deal with that. So most of that stuff comes from the Baltimore Sun. All right. Mm-hmm. The storm that we started talking about yesterday, blasting the Minneapolis area at the moment. This is the first of the spring storms, and there's always a couple of these every year. After spring, it's springtime. Nope, wait a minute, hold on. There's a blizzard, heavy, heavy snow, and the winds, wow. Look at these winds, 60 miles an hour, and if it's a dry snow, it'll blow drifts everywhere. So the question comes on people, you know, they want to know, they've asked the weather, okay, so you got a silly question, here's a silly question. When is the last snowstorm? When will we see the last snow of the season? Well, your guess is as good.
Isn't always
as
like the beginning of April? There's that one random.
Yeah, well, we had. I remember one in May, a long time ago. I remember because we were milking cows in an old barn, and the electric went out and ruined 2,500 gallons of milk in the milk tank. That was a May 2nd or 3rd or something, and it was when I was still married, so it would have been in the mid 70s. Wow. That was a real mess. But you look at some of the stuff it looks like the middle of winter instead of the first part of spring in some of these areas. So look out for that. Donald Trump. There is good news if you're a fan of Donald Trump. I suppose you could consider yesterday to be a win. The appeals court lowered his bond to $175 million and gave him another, 10 days to come up with it? This was a 5-judge panel, decided to delay enforcement of the judgment. And this is more appropriate. I think the whole thing is inappropriate is the right word, actually. He was supposed to come up, according to the attorney general, who's just out, just nasty, out to get him, you know, that whole thing with her. $464,576,230.62. That's what he was supposed to come up with. But the appellate court moved it to $175 million, and he already has that money. And he has 10 days to do it, so he's out of the woods when it came to that.
Well, and it's like he has had a target on his back since he took the presidency.
Yeah.
People have been looking for a reason
to brought a lot of it on
him,
himself,
get him out. No doubt. But it's just become such a witch hunt that anything that happens is just like, it's been how many years of this now? It's exhausting.
Yeah. On and on and on. It is exhausting. You got to wonder what he wakes up to thinking every morning. Does he even sleep? Or does he have in his mind all night long, okay, what am I going to do tomorrow to stay out of some of the trouble he brought upon himself? This is not, in my mind, one of those instances. And I've admitted on the air to doing the same thing that he was accused of. And I say that because I want to make a comfort zone, if you will, for all small business people or medium-sized business people. It isn't, you can say it's immoral and it's unethical and whatever else you want to use as terminology for it, but it does go on. I mean, I didn't when I applied for bank loans. This is a long time ago. So I haven't applied for bank loans for a long time. But, my business might have been worth, just for argument's sake, $100,000, and I said it was worth $110,000. So what are you going to do in that circumstance? And that's what this case is about as far as Trump is concerned. So I'm actually happy that it went this way. I'd like to see the whole thing go away, frankly. All right, where are we? It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Elizabeth Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Funny three after the hour now. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and a celebration is in store for us now as we do some celebrity news. Earlier we were talking about all the names that are in the top 10 as far as trending with regard to celebrities. And in that list is also Cameron Diaz, along with her husband Benji Madden. They have baby number 2, and they have revealed his name, which is kind of a cool thing. I said to Jay off the air when we were talking about this that they have to be getting along well. Otherwise, she's very smart, and there's no flies on her. So if they weren't getting along, they wouldn't have had a second child. So they have their second son, which they have named Cardinal, which I think name for a son.
So sweet.
Isn't that a nice name? That is a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they have great names for their kids. Their daughter is Radix. Their son is Cardinal. Those are so cute.
So, Diaz is 51. Her husband, who's a rocker, would you say the name of the group was that he was in, James?
Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte. Okay, yep, there you go. 45. They did not tell anybody. And she's so in shape that she probably didn't see the bump on her for a minute.
They used a surrogate.
She used a surrogate
for both of her children. Yeah, she actually has been pretty open. She went through IVF, fertility treatments, hormones, supplements, acupuncture, all of that stuff. Nothing works. So they used a surrogate for their first child, and then they used a surrogate for their second.
Got it. Okay. Well, she's good. She's got muscles on top of muscles, so she's kept herself in shape, and that'll provide you well when you're taken care of, because having two children.
Those young children.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a surfer. That's one of her workouts. She's a surfer, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So cool. All right, congratulations anyway, Cameron Diaz. All right, there's some news on Arnold Schwarzenegger. All of you who are Schwarzenegger fans will want to hear this right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'll be back.
Okay, well, we all know where that comes from. So Arnold has announced that he's recovering this week from surgery. He got a pacemaker implanted. So that would tell you a number of different things from my point of view, because Arnold, as a bodybuilder, took a lot of drugs, steroids, that kind of stuff. And he was able to sort of pace himself. So he had that look, but he didn't fall in the into the same category as a lot of other men and some women who have taken steroids and other supplements. Well, they call it juicing, I think. There have been a lot of people who have died at an early age. I had a friend in Framingham who was a big bodybuilder, and his wife was too. And he dropped over at 34 as he'd taken so much of this stuff. And if you don't have a good, healthy
heart.
Yeah, to
get that specific look. Well, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger already had a couple of heart surgeries back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, right.
And then I think he did something again a few years ago, but recently they were kind of like, you need a pacemaker. And so he was like, okay, well, during my travel, I'll stop at the Cleveland Clinic. I'll get it done and carry on.
All right, so he had it done in Cleveland. All right, there it is. Shows some astute thinking on his part. So Arnold's okay, 76 years old. Don't you worry, he'll be back.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A massive response is underway after a bridge collapse in Baltimore with cars in the water. Dave Collins has the update.
The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire and Police, and a number of other state agencies are responding after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The incident is being treated as a mass casualty event. The Maryland Transportation Authority says all lanes are closed in both directions. I'm Dave Collins.
Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. A statement from Netanyahu's office said the United States' decision harms attempts to free hostages. The resolution that passed Monday at the UN calls for a ceasefire through the rest of Ramadan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, mercy, baby.
Because otherwise, we just drop like a rock, wondering the whole way down, why in the hell did I jump? But here I am, sir, falling. And there's only one person that makes me feel like I can fly. It's you.
Isn't that Will Smith?
Swoon. Yes, it is. Will Smith, Ava Mendez.
Ah, that's a great movie.
Uh-huh.
Didn't she hire him to do this? Is that the movie I'm thinking about, the wedding
Kevin
movie?
James hired him to help
right.
him get his girl, and then he happens to meet Ava Mendez's
right.
character and fall
yeah.
for each other. But it's like everything goes wrong, and that's like what makes her like him.
Yeah. Isn't that the way it is sometimes? Think about it. Huh? Right? When everything falls apart and somebody still cares about you. And that's how you know that they really are.
Yeah, and not only still cares about you, but they like you more because of it all.
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. All right. So, March Madness. keeping most college sports fans very busy. What about do I need to tell the audience, or do you need to tell the audience anymore, other than it's March Madness? So it is madness. It's craziness. It's like all the focus on this stuff is nuts. So, you know, whoever's doing, people don't depend on it. I was just making an observation because even over here in Hawaii, there are people who are all over this. Like,
it's fun to do the brackets and everything.
Nice.
And
place.
Sweet 16 starts in a couple of days. And
I was in this restaurant
women's bracket
yesterday.
Too. And with the men's bracket, there have been so many upsets that basically anybody who was trying to win money with doing the Yahoo brackets, like, there are no perfect brackets. Everybody's busted.
I just am amazed at the amount of effort and energy people put into this stuff. I was in a restaurant, and I did say this to my friend Larry Fuss, who is here with me, or I'm here with him, at the station that we're both interested in, Star 94.3 in Kauai. We went in for lunch. Larry never misses a good meal, and so we went into this place called Daddy-O's, and the place, it was Monday at noontime, and it's jammed, and they're all watching the stuff. Remember, we're 6 hours different than the East Coast. So right now with you, it's 8:37, and with me, it's 2:37. So these people in this restaurant, they're the big, over the bar and over the tables, there are all these, screens. And they got March Madness and both men and women, and they have a poker game on from Las Vegas that people are watching. It's amazing how intentional some of this stuff is for people. They want to go to a place where they can see what's going on in that circumstance, like kind of listening to the radio, you know, your favorite radio program. It's really very interesting how many people wrap themselves. It's kind of like, I suppose, the Super Bowl or World Series or any of those things. People get excited.
Or like the whole season where people do the fantasy league stuff.
Yeah, right. All right, Uri Geller from Israel. We'll talk about what's going on over there. Benjamin, all of Israel not happy that the United Nations has sort of pushed through this thing that would call for a ceasefire. Netanyahu's not happy with the Americans because they didn't block it. In fact, I think we voted for it. So we'll talk to Uri about that from his home in Israel in a few minutes. There are physicists that are looking into what are called ghost particles. So this is something that is not talked much about, but I thought I'd bring it up mostly, well, in part because Uri's coming, and I thought I'd get his input on it. But scientists are thinking they found a way to prove whether or not they exist. It's kind of like what Einstein and his theory of relativity, the fact that energy doesn't disappear, doesn't go away, it just assumes another form. And that's kind of what this is. So these scientists have created a detection device that's 1,000 times more sensitive to particles that you can't see. You know how you can smash an atom and smash neutrons and all of that stuff? Does that give people a headache when I talk about that? It's pretty stiff stuff.
Brain stimulating too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You think about how small we are to certain concepts, and then how large we are as well.
Right. And look at how much other stuff is around that's so much smaller you can't even imagine how small that stuff is. All right. WikiLeaks. The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, seems to have fended off another threat of immediate extradition to the U.S. A high court in London yesterday asked the United States to provide more assurances on his extradition, how he would be treated on the charges of espionage. So this was a two-day hearing in the British courts. He wants permission to appeal the approval of his extradition. And there are certain, this guy reminds me of Trump, right? He can always find a judge or a court someplace that'll put a stay. I mean, we've been trying to get him back. I don't think we should be. I don't think he did anything that was that wrong, but a lot of you think he's a traitor. But at any rate, I mean, how much time and effort and money have we wasted, us as taxpayers, to get this guy back here? And so, you know, at this point, after all these years, what do you think is going to happen? You know, the trail of all of the things that sort of led up, the evidence to his being what they've accused him of, that's all dried up. It's gone for the most part. So anyway, there are some people who thought he ought to get the death penalty.
Yeah.
Right? And so the judge...
But also, doesn't it seem like... who am I thinking of? Edward Snowden.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's kind of a similar situation, but they're both being treated entirely differently.
Yeah,
and Snowden, more so, what he leaked, he helped the American people realize that, Big Brother is watching you.
Yeah, exactly. He did us a favor, and for that he's getting screwed by the government. Don't tell me that our tax dollars are at work there for the benefit of America. No, sorry, no sale. Meanwhile, Uri Geller in Israel has an update for us on what's going on in the war and what we ought to be thinking about when it comes to stopping the fighting or not. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's...
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
All right, 43 and change after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and we're on to our visit, our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who's had his home in a little village outside of Tel Aviv, right on the coast, the port city of Java. And Jaffa, what do I call it? Java. I'm looking. I just read an article about coffee, Uri, so you can see where I'm going with that. All right, so Benjamin Netanyahu is unhappy with Mr. Biden because the United States did not block a UN resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. So can you give us a little more insight from that side of the world as to what is really cooking there?
Okay, let me tell you what I did yesterday on British News. I got an amazing gift from my museum. An authentic, original straitjacket that used to belong to Houdini, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So I actually put it on.
Shippy,
my brother, so tied me up from behind with all the buckles. So if he would have left the museum, I would have been stranded there without being able to move my arms. And I looked into the camera, and I want all your listeners to visualize me standing in Houdini's straitjacket, totally tied up. And this is what I said, Doug. Yes, it's finally happened. Uri Geller is in a straitjacket. But Doug, before my critics get too excited, let me explain why. Believe it or not, this straitjacket belonged to none other than Houdini. And it really is amazing, Doug. You know, he was the most famous escape artist in the world.
Right.
And I got it. But Doug, look at me and visualize me. What you see exactly how Israel is fighting the war in Gaza, in a straitjacket. You know, Israel is having its arms held behind its back, and it's held by the rest of the world, and not only by Biden. I'm being serious now. This is how Israelis feel. We're being told, and this is, we're being told this all the time, stop attacking, stop defending yourself. Don't go into Rafah. Open the borders, don't do anything at all. Give Gaza everything. Now, Doug, I'm asking you, let's go to not only to America, but to Britain. How would Britain would have felt if the rest of the world told them in 1982, call it ceasefire with Argentina or the Falklands. Do you remember that war, Doc?
I sure do. Yep.
Or tell the Americans, don't finish the war. And this is in 1945. Stop fighting Germany because you're killing civilians. Well, this is what it is like for Israel now. You know, the world, Doug, is letting us down. This week...
Well, the world is naive, Uri. The leadership is naive. No courage. No balsam. Biden, what's happening? What you've just described... You can easily relate to what's going on in America, where most of us are upset about how easily people of unknown origin are just coming into our country, flooding, racing.
They're not protecting ourselves. Yeah, they're ignorant. They don't understand the enormity of what will happen 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
So beside the world letting us down, I mean, when I say the world, this week Canada said it will stop sending arms to Israel. The Netherlands, Japan, Spain, and Belgium have already suspended arms sales. And just a few days ago, the U.S. Secretary of State, who is Antony Blinken, as you know, came to Israel and he preached to our Prime Minister, to Netanyahu, but we said thanks, but no thanks. So look, Doug, Israel is fighting a moral war. And we're doing everything possible to minimize civilian casualties. But I'm telling everyone with a moral conscience, Doug, take the straitjacket off Israel and put it on Hamas. They are still holding our hostages. I tell them, free our hostages, lay down your arms, and let Israelis and Palestinians live in peace. And that's basically what should happen, Doug. And I think you'll agree with me.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I think that it's, I'm not there, you are. I trust you, I understand your instincts, I know what you're thinking, that's a great analogy, and I knew where you were going, because I remember last week when you were on, you had just talked about getting the straitjacket that came from Houdini, and it is a great analogy, frankly, tying the hands of them. They're enemies. The thing that people are saying over here, though, Uri, about this, is that they've been fighting this war for centuries, for millennia, and it's never going to really be settled. Israel can do all it can to drive these people out or to eliminate them, but then there's somebody else, you know, like somebody happened in Russia the other day with ISIS. I mean, why the heck? Everybody said, well, why is ISIS going after the Russians? Aren't the Russians bad guys like the ISIS people are? Well, they're different types of bad guys.
That's right. Listen, Doug, just so your listeners will have a visual, Ship is sending you a few pictures of me in the straitjacket next to Houdini's handcuffs.
We'll post them
on your website, okay?
Yeah. We'll post them on the Facebook site. It's amazing what double standards people have, especially younger people who don't really understand or have because we're not being taught the history of the world. Unfortunately, the history of the world is all about war. And people not getting along, and that's not, people don't have that understanding, frankly.
Yep.
So it's a dash to the finish line.
Yep. We'll speak next week again about more interesting stuff. I love you all, and then give me a moment to say positive energy. I'm sending positive energy to all your listeners all over America and the world.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Uri with Doug here and Jay at 10 before the hour.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who's responsible for the theme from the Pirates of the Caribbean? The music sounds familiar, like someone that we... Not John Williams, though. I don't think John Williams did that, did he?
No, it wasn't John. Have James look it up. I'm not sure who
it's
did
the score. It's a familiar-sounding sort
it's
of
a great
theme.
Score.
Yeah, it is. Not
very
well,
good
not
score.
All the movies. I went to see the first one. I thought it was okay. I saw the second one. I didn't like it, and I haven't been to any of them since. What do you think about...
I would agree with your assessment. I thought the first one actually was very good, and then I think the rest of them were bloated. There's probably some good 90-minute movies in the three-hour running time, but they're just bloated.
Yeah.
And we play that because Keira Knightley, who was a big star of that franchise, turns 39 years old today. I think I first saw her on the big screen in Love Actually.
She, you know, I saw Brie Larson in a television show... And I'm trying to remember what the name of it was. It was she was involved. And Lessons in Chemistry. Did you ever see that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. She's very good. She looks so much different in that than she does in the Marvel movie stuff. She's actually quite a good actress, it seems to me.
So, by the way, it was Hans Zimmer who made the pirate.
Hans Zimmer.
Yep.
Yeah,
Hans Zimmer. Okay, got it.
Yeah, he's a great composer.
All right, John Tucker Must Die. Is a sequel in the works? You want to bring me up to date, or the audience, more importantly?
You're about as good as talking about that as I would. That film, I guess I was sort of geared to teens. I didn't feel it had much consequence for a sequel, but I guess it has a following.
Because Sophia Bush, who's somebody that I quite like, not from One Tree Hill, because I never saw that show before. Jay pointed out that she was in it. I like
Chicago PD, right?
Chicago PD. I thought she was fabulous in that.
Right.
She left.
What's the other one? Good Sam.
It was a Good Sam. Yeah, that was a show that she did. That was her show. Didn't last as long as obviously they would have liked it, but it was actually a pretty good show. But she was in this John Tucker thing, and she also, this One Tree Hill, there's a rumor floating around they want to remake it based on the people that were in it, the stars, as they are today, age-wise. And
right.
So, but I am with you. I don't know much about it. Do you know anything, Jay, about John Tucker Must Die?
Just that apparently there was like a cast reunion,
yeah.
And there is a script. It's something that they've all wanted to do for a long time. Nobody has officially been asked to be a part of anything, but they do.
Yeah, now they got to get the money. Script. That's the tough part.
Yeah. Right.
All Here's right, an interesting one, Doug. Seth MacFarlane going to produce a Naked Gun reboot. Leslie Nielsen is going to fill in for the Liam Neeson, excuse me, is going to fill in for the Leslie Nielsen star in the movie. I don't
That's
know.
Amazing.
It might work. Yeah. Now, listen, I'm a fan of Seth MacFarlane. I think he's very funny. And Liam Neeson's a great actor, so it could work. It starts filming this year.
Liam Neeson is all about staying in as long as he can. I told you that way. Back Thanksgiving, I had the opportunity to spend with my son's in-laws, or his wife's in-laws. I went to their mm-hmm. place for Thanksgiving. And they're movie makers and TV producers and stuff. And so one of the people that was there is a lady who has produced a lot of movies, and she was talking about producing a new one with Liam Neeson, and what a wonderful fellow he is, very, very accommodating, very sweet, she said. All he wants to do is keep himself busy since his wife died, and so that's why, you know, you commented a number of times about how he keeps making movies, and some of them better than others. He feels like that's what he needs to do with the rest of his time. And so this is a perfect, I mean, I think he'd be great in that role, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the industry as a whole has never been more fractured. You got your big popcorn studio filmmaking, and then you got this other type filmmaking, which is a lower budget. There's a company called Saban that did all those Bruce Willis movies. I don't think any of them were ever good, but I watched a trailer yesterday of a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie from Saban, and some of these people probably shoot these movies over the course of a week or two. They're low budget. I would assume a lot of the financing, Doug, has to come from hedge funds and limited partnerships. These movies don't make any money. They're just made.
Of Sophia Bush, she was she played the second lead in one of those Bruce Willis films where he was kind of out of it. I forget what the name of the movie was. She was a policeman.
Most people forgot the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Including myself and you.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I remember going to see it because the two of them were in it. All right, so Chucker.
Yeah.
Remind me tomorrow to ask you about Jon Favreau, okay? When you remember.
Okay. I'll write that down.
Yeah, and I want more info on Roadhouse, too. That seems
to be a lot
of people are talking about. Chuck Curry here with Movie Moments on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.